This study involved a polysaccharide isolated from the radix of Astragalus membranaceus, called PG2, used in traditional Chinese medicine. PG2 extracted from A. membranaceus has been demonstrated as a novel alternative medicine for cancer patients. Oh, I'm concerned about my daughter. She's making comments about hurting herself and being worthless. I'm worried she may be in danger.
Calling the helpline was the right choice. Let's get her into a program for evaluation. What's your daughter's name?
Mandy. She's 14. It's just not like her. Advaxis LM technology is a versatile platform which is being utilized to create patient-specific immunotherapies to potentially treat a broad range of cancers by targeting tumor-specific mutations found in an individual patient's tumor, known as neoantigens. ADXS-Neo creates a customized treatment with neoantigens specifically selected based on a biopsy of the patient's tumor. According to the CDC, early information shows that some people are at higher risk of getting very sick from COVID-19. This includes older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions. People who are pregnant should also be monitored, since they are known to be at risk with severe viral illness. Through a landmark new partnership, BARDA, which is part of the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, ASPR, at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and Johnson & Johnson, together have committed more than $1 billion of investment to co-fund vaccine research, development, and clinical testing.